That's why what happened once was I really had a fit of the giggles at the very wrong time. And as I say, from long practice, we have been used to controlling ourselves and going along with the color and the breath of how Baba feels. But this time it was absolutely uncontrollable and I had to do something about it. And this was in New York in 1952. We had gone over at our first trip as Elizabeth Patterson's guest, first class. We were traveling by TWA, I believe, and it was the biggest train, which means 50 people were seated in it. And anyway, we were there when we got down, and Elizabeth, out of her thoughtfulness, it was so typical of Elizabeth to always think of Baba's comfort, Baba's needs, what he would like. She had planned to take us to a Chinese restaurant so Baba could have rice, which he likes for his lunch, rice. But it so happened that it was a Sunday and the Chinese restaurant was shut. So then she had to take us to an Indian restaurant. And something really, it was really like a sightseeing of New York, apart from the Empire State Building and the lights of Broadway, which I loved, and all kinds of things. To see an Indian restaurant was really an experience for us Indians, because we'd never seen anything like it in India. It was so Indian that it even surpassed a sort of a museum. And, the carpet was so thick, you just sank in it. So that walking across the carpet to the dining table was like climbing a mountain, a seclusion hill. You run in and, it was all an effort. And it was semi-dark, so you couldn't see very much. Now, Baba never likes that. Baba likes lights, on, sparkle. So, but what do you do in a restaurant? So we went there and we sat down around this table with Baba, we girls, and what happened, I don't know, but Baba was not in a good mood. And Dr. Gohar, who was all right on the plane, felt airsick after landing from the plane, down the road. So she was not, and something had happened, and Rana was the right person to go and convey a message of, a stern message, because if Baba said it, Rana would just go and do it exactly in the mood Baba wanted it. So Rana had walked off, prepared to say whatever she had in the kitchen. Something had happened. And the place where Rana was seated and came back after the scolding in the kitchen, came back and sat at our table, was at the back of Rana was an enormous oval mirror, gilded, ornate, and corresponding to the shape of that oval mirror with these two elephant tusks, And then we were at a very ornate table and this pile of things. So when Rana came back and sat at the head of the table, which was her place, and I saw those two tusks and the frown on Rana's head, and Baba here, not like that, and Gohar was being asked something, but she couldn't reply, she was miserable. And then the maid came in to serve lunch, and she must have tripped over the carpet, I'm sure, because she, suddenly jerked, and the curry that was in the bowl spilled over, almost fell on my head. Now, suddenly, the humor of it struck me so strongly, I had this strong urge to laugh, and I couldn't control it. But Baba had a frown too, and Baba was serious, and for my own good, I wasn't going to giggle or laugh or smile. But I had to do it. So what I did was, I dropped my spoon, and I bent over, put my head under the tablecloth, and had a silent laugh till the tears were going down my cheek. I took a long time to pick up that spoon, but at last I came out from under the table with a very serious face, put the spoon down, and put it under my cheek.